a building where you'd store corn or something like that.
Well, that was a corn crib.
And did you have a place where you store other grain?
We made no other grain. Corn was a staple, yeah. There was no other grain made. But you did have a place where you stored hay. You had an old barn where you stored it in. Or, if you didn't have a barn, they often put a pole, like a flagpole up, you understand?
Yeah.
And stack the hay around it.
Would they cover it?
No, it wasn't covered. It was just one load was stacked on top of the other. In other words, it was, you ever seen a big ice cream cone?
Yeah.
Upside down? Well, yeah. It was something like that. And it seemed to have shed and held up for several months that way. And they usually had a fence around it, and they would pull it off in the wintertime and feed the cattle and feed the mules and horses with it. That was one way of doing it. Now, they also had a potato hill, sweet potato hill. At that time, they raised yams, yellow, not the type of sweet potato, red sweet potato we have today, but the white yams, rather. And they would put them in this, make a hill and put dirt, and they would give it that effect, that rounded effect, you understand, like a bowl turned upside down.
Yeah.
And as they needed them, they would dig them out. They wouldn't freeze in there, and for some reason they wouldn't rot. And they would last there for several months. It was a staple, the white yam. And there was nothing better than one that had cured well and baked in a oven of a wood fire with milk, cold milk. We used to enjoy as kids sitting in front of the fire at night, the wood fire, you know, with a big pan of sweet potatoes. They were all syrupy, you know, they come out when they're well cured. And you'd peel them and you had a big glass of cold milk, all the milk you wanted, and eat them. And of course the family would join in, and there was a lot of little talk, you know, that went around. People didn't look, stop, and there was no television to look at.
Yeah. Now, when you stored it in the barn, you put it up in the, did you have a place upstairs?
Well, no, they didn't put it upstairs. Usually they put it on the floor. But oftentimes they would add a layer of dirt. You understand? And they would place them on there, and they would cover them with hay or with any old tarpaulin or any old cloth they had during the cold weather. Keep them from freezing. Because if it was very cold, it would damage them, ruin them.
They'd
freeze. You understand? But I think the most successful was to put them in a potato hill outside in the open.
Hmm. Now, the hay, where would you store it?
Well, if it was in the barn, but I mean if, up there, it would be right out in the open, right out in the pasture. Of course, you had to put a fence around it to keep the cattle from, or the mules or horses from getting to it. You understand? You dole it out to them as they needed it. And in some cases, I have seen where the people left it, there was no fence, and they would just walk up to it and eat around, and as it would, they'd eat it, it would sit down, you understand?
What kind of fence did you have? What kind of fences?
Well, they had wooden fences, and they would...
Did you see the ones that were built like that? I've heard of them.
No, we didn't ever had that kind of fence in this section. We had
You showed me the ones you'd have around the house would be...
Well, people had more or less at that time, early when I was a youngster, they had a lot of cypress.